That's on hunting outreach efforts. Nick Harrington.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Nick Harrington, Communications Manager with South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. And I don't think I'm going to be bringing any new news that we are extremely excited about this year's upcoming pheasant season. Alex kind of gave you an update, kind of what we were looking at for field conditions, brood rearing, nesting conditions. I am not even going to attempt to be him because I can promise that I will fail immensely. So what I would like to do is kind of talk about how we take Alex's information, Jake, the other info we get from our staff, and how we convey that to the public to make them as excited about the upcoming pheasant season as we are. So that leads us to the Upland Outlook that you'll see here on your screen. This is really the number one document that we put together. This is a six-page document this year. It's kind of gone through a couple different transitions. It usually comes out about the state fair. We hit that timeline again. It came out at just about the end of August, and we had it ready to go for the fair. And what we also included, it's not just pheasants that we're talking about. We really added a healthy population of grouse information into this document. So I'm going to show you what it looks like here in a little bit, but this has been shared on our website via email, our state fair. We literally have people that request this packet to be mailed to them so that they can plan their hunts. It's really cool just how important this piece of information is. And before I get any farther into showcasing this, I would be remiss to not give Alex Solom, senior upland game biologist, huge credit for his help. Jake Wolf, another wildlife biologist in the Huron office, huge credit. They put this together. We just get to help share that message. So that kind of leads into here. We have a pretty good opening page. Like I said, six-page document. Our opening page is really that caption, right? We want to showcase how many hunters come, how many birds are harvested, both pheasants and grouse, and just really capture that attention. And then we get into the data. And I know that I am among friends when it comes to folks that appreciate data and making decisions. So you'll see all that. You'll see harvest. You'll see bird numbers. You'll see weather. I'm not going to make you read all of it. We can maybe quiz you after tonight if that would help. But just, we want to provide all of this information to the public so they can know this is what we are seeing, this is what the weather models are, this is all the information they need to know to plan their trip, because this document is, I cannot stress enough, so important for folks as they plan their trips, as they decide if they're going to hunt. So we just want to do a really good job with it. Again, we conclude with that grouse information because that kind of leads into one area that I saw that we could improve. Was we have a great grouse population. We were excited about this. You look at those numbers on the first page, we have 140,000 pheasant hunters. We don't have 20,000 grouse hunters, right? And we're harvesting 100,000 grouse. So that was something that I really wanted to get into this document, to speak more about, to showcase more, and just say, hey, this is, you can add an extra month to your upland hunting season. And from what I've heard from folks that have been out in the field, it sounds like we have had a lot of folks already out there pursuing grouse. We wrapped up our youth pheasant season this past two weekends, essentially, a nine-day season. Sounds like we had some really good reports come from that. And this weekend, once we leave Lemon here, we're going to go to the resident-only pheasant season, and it shall begin. So let's kind of get a little bit more into some of the cool things we do to showcase this. This is another one that I have to give Brandt, our licensing vendor, credit. Working with them, we have really been able to increase our game for knowing who has purchased a license, who has not. And those folks that have not purchased a license, I will give the forewarning right now. If you would like the emails to stop, if you would like the push notifications to stop, please just take a moment, purchase a license, and they're going to stop, because that's what a lot of those automations do. So you can see kind of right here, these are kind of some new tools that we've gotten working with Brandt. On the far right, you'll see the pheasant season opens banner. When you use our app, Go Outdoors South Dakota, whether it's for mapping, purchasing your license, displaying your license, if you have not bought your license, you're going to see this pop up, and that is going to take them directly to where they need to go, buy their license, and be ready for the coming year. Also, push notifications are something we had never been able to do before. Now, working with Brandt, we can do that. So if you have the Go Outdoors app installed, you see a couple push notifications. One is probably going to be showing up right about now, 2025, resident-only pheasant season. It's this weekend. If you haven't already, purchase your license. So overall, this is literally all these are timed out perfectly. So we've got 6 total emails that come out, 2 in-app messages, and 2 push notifications. They're segmented by resident and non-resident. We don't want the non-residents getting the resident-only message and vice versa. We know residents are going to likely be more apt to come this weekend, and we want the non-residents to be planning for next weekend. So just a couple different tools that we have. This will be our 2nd year using this automation, and I really feel that it has helped us sell some licenses. And I should be honest with everyone, you're still going to get emails from me and Chris talking about the pheasant season throughout the year. So if you want to talk more about the what we're seeing in the field, tactics, techniques, those are the ones you'll get. Just buy your license now, and we'll save you a few of them. So this is something else I'm really proud of this year. We talked a little bit earlier about the Buffalo Roundup and some really cool videos that came from Travel South Dakota. And I just want to take a moment. They invited me to their Tourism Advisory Board meeting in July. And my first time at one of those meetings, a lot of fun. And one thing that really stood out to me was just making sure that we're working collaboratively as Game Fish and Parks, as Travel South Dakota, as the 4 regions, all the way down to the chamber level. We all want the same thing. We want folks to come have a great time. We want them to come hunt pheasants. I want to make sure that we're sharing our message with all of these so that as a state, we are making one collective message. Hunt the greatest in South Dakota, not hunt the greatest in Pierre, not hunt the greatest in Winter. We're hunting the greatest in South Dakota, so I want to make sure we all are reading from the same music. So that upland outlook, some speaking points, all of that has been shared with Travel South Dakota, all 4 regional tourism agencies, and then they've been able to disseminate with their members as well as the South Dakota Tourism Coalition as well. So that's one thing that we've got this year. And one of the great benefits, Commissioner Cole, I'm sure this won't surprise you, but Southeast South Dakota has really stepped up. They've put some really good messages together here. This is one of my favorite ones because it just talks about everything that you can do here in South Dakota. You can stay in a state park. Our modern lodging options are perfect for pheasant hunters. Make it a blast and cast trip. You'll see the walleye imagery right there. And then, of course, the pheasant hunting. So this is just one of the things that sharing that information with them, they're putting this out through their platforms. We're sharing it for them. Other chambers are sharing it for them. It's just really cool to get this messaging taking place, not just through us, but through all of our partners, that we all are going to succeed and grow together. And so I'm just really proud of that effort. Likewise, I think many of you are probably going to see Rooster Rush in your communities throughout the coming year. This is a Travel South Dakota effort that a lot of communities have really embraced, and it's just, again, branding everything that's taking place across the state. When we roll out the orange carpet for pheasant hunters, we roll it out across the state, we roll it out in all the communities, and this is just a really cool way to showcase that. And I will preface one thing, my personal favorite Rooster Rush event in Pierre, we'll get to that at the end. So this is still that partnership with Travel South Dakota. This is our Hunt the Greatest campaign. This will be the 5th year that we have done this. This has been going on since 2020. One of the things you're going to see is on Outdoor Life. That's a really nice spread talking about a do-it-yourself hunter's paradise. And it is a really good, well-written tactical article that's published for all of Outdoor Life's users. Travel South Dakota gets to help put some together. We get to help put some together. It's just been a really good partnership to showcase what the state has to offer. Another one right there on the right, why South Dakota tops the list for pheasant hunting. Whether it's digital advertisements, native articles like this, these are just really good partnerships that we've been able to do with Travel South Dakota. Our partners, again, Outdoor Life, Pheasants Forever, we all succeed together. And that's what I really want the take-home message here to be. A new thing that I'm really proud of for our staff this year as well is some of the social media content that we've been doing. So we have done 7 episodes of what we call a Pheasant Year Reel Series. So big thing with social media, Facebook, Instagram, is the reels. Those 1, 2, 3 minute videos show up right on your phone. They're vertical, so they take up the entire screen. What we have done is put together a bit of a template, and then we had Alex and Jake. They have been instrumental in putting this together. Alex has done an absolutely awesome job being kind of the star of this, and they broke it down really into literally a pheasant's year. So it starts out in May, and it discusses winter survival, and then we get into the habitat conditions as we are approaching that nesting and brood rearing season. a specific focus on brood rearing, specifically on re-nesting, just addressing some of those common questions that we get. Another great common question that I think we've all encountered, why don't we release birds in South Dakota? Alex takes that one head on, and then we start talking about the fall transition, and then the most recent one, episode 7, was about the season structure and basically the biology that goes into our harvest limits, why we harvest 3 roosters, how all that plays out. So just want to give a huge shout out to staff on that. They have been a huge, huge component, and those reels, they're making a big impact. There's some, we can't control the algorithm on Facebook, and you'll have a couple that have 3,000 to 5,000 views. We'll have a couple that go for 35,000 to 50,000 views. So when you can look and know you're going to end up in the tens of thousands of views, I would definitely consider that a win, and that is entirely organic. That is not boosted. That is purely folks loving the message that we're putting out there. And to me, when what you're putting out there is succeeding like that organically, then I think we're doing a heck of a job. So want to give Hull some credit, want to give the guys in the Huron office some credit, and just a really cool enhancement we've done for our social media. And do stay tuned, because they are going to be sharing tactics, techniques, tricks as we head into opening weekend, but also as we get more towards into November, late season hunting. So a great opportunity for folks to hopefully extend their season and learn a couple things or two. I certainly have watching these reels. And then we're going to play one at the end for you, just because the videos have gone pretty well. Another thing right here, this is just some graphics we've put together. We want to make everything branded, cohesive, so we have been really showcasing when seasons open. So here you'll see opener is here. You're going to see one here on Saturday for resident only. You're going to see one for the traditional pheasant season, and you're also going to see countdown graphics all the way towards those pheasant seasons. So just continuing to stay top of mind, showcasing when those seasons are coming up, starting up, just really showcasing all the seasons that we have here in South Dakota, and we're trying to hit as many of the main ones as we can. So now this leads to my favorite one, and I do have to admit, Chad Switzer kind of stole my thunder without even knowing it for the message I wanted to make here. And really what that is I think we all know this is going to be a great pheasant season. I think the bird numbers are really good. I think the conning conditions are setting up for this to be a great season. And my challenge to myself, everyone in the room, everyone listening online, everyone that enjoys hunting and fishing in South Dakota, is make this your greatest season yet, not just by how many birds you're going to harvest, how many times you're going to get out, but get the whole family involved. Get a new hunter involved, whether it's a young hunter, like Chad just talked about with our mentor program, whether it's someone like myself that would just rather go walleye fish all fall. How can Hull get me to go pheasant hunt? Commissioner Locken's laughing at me because he knows that's an uphill battle, but get folks out in the field, whether they're young kids, whether they're, you know, just looking to discover a new hobby in the later stages of life, and also share your hunting stories. That's probably one of the best things that I think we can do as hunters is talk about the cool things that happen, the silly things that happen, the things that maybe don't go so right great. It's not just about bagging a limit. It's not just about having, you know, as many birds as we can. Showcase those cool, authentic pictures. Showcase those stories. If you do it on social media, use hashtag SD in the field. That has really grown in the last several years. That is all user-generated photos, and we absolutely love it. And with that, I want to showcase one of the things that we do here in Pier. And this is, I have to be honest with you, our commission meetings are fun, but this one definitely takes the cake for some of my favorite days on the job. And this is, we go to all fourth grade classes. We read a book. It's called Rudy the Rooster's First Pheasant Season. I've gotten pretty good at the voices by now, but I get to read to all the elementary schools in the Pier area. And it's really cool to see just the way the kids are excited about it, the different questions you get. I'll joke a little bit. It kind of varies by the school, right? Some of the elementary schools, they ask really basic questions. I go to Stanley County or maybe Soli Buttes, and we start talking calibers as fourth graders. It's just a little bit, I've been stumped a few times. I do have to admit that, but that's where I bring this, is that's one of my favorite things. It's not even in the field. It's just seeing the kids excited about it, seeing the kids wearing orange. That's my favorite part. And so with that, I will end with the words my mother always gave me before I went out in the field. I wish you all good luck, have fun, and be safe this season. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions for Nick? Comments? Sounds like it's going to be a good year. I just want to say I appreciate the consistent messaging between the different departments. It's a job well done, and I think it puts our state in such a good light. So, good work.
Thank you much, Commissioner.
We'll play one of the reels.
Yep.
Chris Hull, Communications Specialist. We started this kind of pump up to the season on June 14th, which is, if you're a upland game biologist, you know, is the height of our pheasant hatch. Oh, it's the wrong one. Pheasant season better not sound like that, right? Right. Where did that go? Okay, maybe we won't.
Is that it? Pheasant year?
No, this is, I think this is an example of, okay. Yeah, this is an example of just one of our reels.
Hi,
with
everyone.
Alex.
Alex Holm here, senior upland game biologist for the state of South Dakota. We're out here continuing our ecology series. Last ecology series, we talked about kind of that early fall diet. We're gonna kind of keep continuing that trend with this video. Instead of going to more what diet-based needs are for pheasants, we're gonna get a little bit deeper into what their behavior is. So at this point in a pheasant's life cycle, the chicks are pretty much adult size. Their plumage really reflects that of an adult. The only really way that you can tell a difference between a hatch year bird this year and an adult is probably size. We're getting to more of the point where brood breakup actually occurs. So at about 10 weeks of age, these chicks will start kind of breaking up from the brood or the family group that were raised at, and they'll start venturing out, finding more suitable habitat. When I talk about venturing out, they go from maybe a 3 to 5 acre kind of home range size where they're picking up insects and all that sort of stuff to more of a 40 acre based or even up to a mile home range. So when we talk about pheasant home range, a lot of times with home range, we talk about the quality of habitat that's in there. Obviously, if you have higher quality habitat within an area where these pheasants are at, these pheasants don't need to go as far to search for the habitat they're looking for. However, we do see larger movements with these broods, pheasants in general, whether we're talking springtime, wintertime, nesting season, if the habitat is what we consider subpar. So at this time of the year, we got a bunch of warm seasons behind us. They kind of offer marginal winter habitat, a really good thermal cover for those cool mornings this early fall. They're still going and searching for insects because they do require a little bit of protein. But again, they're focusing more on weed seeds, waste grain from small grains, really kind of trying to pack on those carbohydrates to build those fat reserves for winter time in South Dakota. This time of year generally coincides with migration, and a lot of people, when they think migration, they think waterfowl, ducks and geese. However, we also see a lot of raptors moving through the state of South Dakota at this point. As a pheasant manager, if we can offer quality habitat and a small range, that means those birds don't have to move as far. So when we're talking not moving as far, it lets them be less exposed to these predation risks and makes their overall survival higher. So again, we're out here early fall. We're gearing up for pheasant season. We got about 3 to 4 weeks before the regular pheasant season actually starts. Habitat conditions look great. We're hearing a lot of reports of good brood numbers, good brood sizes, all that sort of thing out there. We're really excited for fall. It's going to be a great year, folks.
And that would be why I didn't attempt to give the scientific side of the, because I would not come up, I would not succeed as Alex does. So thank you all very much.
Thanks, Nick.